Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of May. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Now, I strongly believe that the unexpected slowdown in the US non-farm payroll number last Friday is going to be one of the key turning points in global risky assets in 2024. Now, yesterday we spoke about that there can be a shift in the narrative from the US economy suffering from overheating to the US economy slowing down at a measured pace. Now, this feeds through to financial markets, primarily via the yields, and to the currency market through the interest rate differentials for the dollar against other currencies. Now, the pro-cyclical euro would suffer in a global downturn, while a recession would help the defensive US dollar. But in an environment where investors are expecting a very mild and orderly US slowdown, such as what they are currently expressing after the NFP figure came out, then we may expect the dollar to be weakening in an orderly fashion. So despite our bearish outlook for the euro dollar on a 12-month horizon at 1.05, the euro has room to strengthen further against the US dollar on a tactical basis. In fact, before the US NFP figure came out, the euro dollar had already been bottoming from a low at 1.06 in the middle of April to hitting the 1.08 level recently. Rate expectations are supportive of the euro relative to the dollar, given that the specter of rate hike this year in the US has diminished in the near term, given the weakness in non-farm payroll. Now, in terms of growth figures, the Eurozone Economic Surprise Index has recently surpassed its US counterpart. Now, that had to do with how the actual figures fare versus expectations. The US growth outperformance is likely already priced in. Meanwhile, the euro area economic data has improved. Lower gas prices have eased price pressures and boosted consumption, contributing to accelerating service sector growth. Moreover, the revival in global growth has helped the Eurozone relative to the US economy. So the ZEW and IFO surveys show that growth expectations are surging. Now, at the same time, the latest US PMI updates and now the NFP suggest that US growth may be slowing. So technically, we may see the euro dollar challenging the key resistance zone between 1.0850 to 1.09 in the next few weeks. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.